This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at local issues that affect you and your community.
Hey there, it's Danielle Lee. Were you expecting someone else? I'm kidding. Look at the clock. I'm tired, but I'm glad you're up with me today for Jack's Journal. Today's show is a little different than what we're used to, but it's cool. We're talking money and taxes. So we'll hear from Steve Norris from the Real Sense Initiative at United Way of Northeast Florida. And then we'll have Joe Cryer from Cryer Wealth Management stopping by to share some money tips with us. So, but first we have Steven, and thank you so much, Steve, for coming in today. I'm really excited about the show. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Danielle. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh, no problem. Like I said, I'm very excited about this. So why don't we just dive right on in? What is Real Sense?
Real Sense is an initiative of United Way that focuses on financial stability that helps people to save money and build their assets. We offer free tax prep services and free financial workshops, and those workshops focus on financial wellness and creating healthy financial habits.
Awesome. So it is that time of year again. I actually just sat down and did my taxes with my mom not too long ago. Tell me about the free tax filing and guidance that you guys offer.
One of the things, Danielle, that is extremely important to us, last year we completed over 21,000 tax returns throughout the Duval County and Six County area. And we're excited about that because what it has taught us is that there are so many individuals out there that need to access free tax preparation services. Mm-hmm. And Real Sense of United Way is an extremely reputable and credible service providing tax-free prep throughout our area. One of the things that we need to remember is while taxes is extremely stressful, it's also extremely necessary.
Right.
Because it opens the door for individuals to save money as well as to see how their money works in the system.
All right, cool. So people can go to you guys, and so how can they go about that? So somebody's listening right now, they're like, oh my goodness, I do need to do that. Let me print out my W-2s and get going. So what's the process they need to go through?
Well, the first process is they can go to our website, UnitedWayOfNortheastFlorida.org, and all of the sites are listed there. So they can access it that way. They can also access it through 211. Calling 211, they can give their zip code area, and 211 will then provide them the closest tax prep site within their community.
Awesome. So I am going to UnitedWayNortheastFlorida.org right now, and I typed in /RealSense/free-tax-filing. So those of you guys who are listening right now, I have it pulled up. So pretty much you're going to see a picture, and you can make an appointment online and then file your taxes. And there's an asterisk, online appointments available for select tax sites. Please see tax locator below for additional information. So all of it is right there. So sounds pretty easy, right, Steve?
Yes, it is. It's extremely easy. And Danielle, I want to point out, too, that while a lot of people become extremely nervous between January 1st and April 15th, or this year it's going to be April the 17th, filing taxes can be an easy, joyful, to say, experience if you have all of your tax documents and if you're prepared for the filing process.
Yes. When I did it with my mom, I still do it with my mom. She sits next to me, and I do it myself. And usually I'll just like, okay, read this, make sure all of my documents are correctly, because I've been doing them myself for quite some time now. So it gets easier as time goes by.
Yes,
so
it does.
With the help of Real Sense, it will hopefully be easier for everybody else. So now that we talked about the whole taxes thing, anything else before we move on? Because I definitely want to talk about the whole money thing.
I'd like to just reiterate some of the things that individuals need to bring with them to make sure they're properly prepared to have their taxes done. They need to bring their photo identification.
Yes.
Their W-2s. Mm-hmm. all other tax documents necessary to file your taxes. They need to bring their Social Security card for themselves and all of their dependents. If they're filing a joint return, married filing jointly, the husband or the spouse needs to be present, and make sure you bring your bank information, routing number, and account number for your refund.
Yes, all the memories are coming back to me. One thing that I always forget is getting my driver's license number out. So I'm like, what is that number again? Keep forgetting it. So let's say we file our taxes, we get some money back. And I'm speaking from experience here. I've learned from my ways. You shouldn't try spending all that money in one day. That's not ideal. So I'm curious, Steve, how important is a budget?
A budget is extremely important, Danielle, because while most of us kind of live in the moment, we need to take a look at preparing ourselves for what happens after the moment.
Right.
And for a lot of individuals, it's difficult maintaining a savings plan. So while we should reward ourselves when we get our refunds, we should also think about how we can reward ourselves on down the road for the rest of the year. And that's by demonstrating healthy savings and budgeting habits.
So one thing that I definitely want to talk about with you, Steve, and it's something like we talked about earlier before the show, is that, you know, some people, they may not be having to file taxes right now. We'll go back to talking about taxes later on in the show. But in a perfect world, I'm thinking people are driving around in their car. They got their kids in there or their college students, their college kids and all that. So one thing that I definitely want to get across, because it's something that my mom has hammered in my head throughout my lifetime, is money saving tips. So this is usually my favorite question when we're talking about stuff like this. And once I say this, I'm changing this the second I get in my car for money saving tips. Whenever I have extra money, I put it in my sun visor and I usually forget about it. And then one day I'm like, oh, I have money. I call it the place where money grows because I put it up there. I forget about it. But I also have a savings account and a money jar at my apartment. But usually when I have that extra cash, when I go to the grocery store, I break a 20. I'm like, oh, I'll just put this here. I'll forget about it, and then it'll just grow. Money doesn't grow on trees. For anybody who's listening, there's not a magic place you put money in your car and it grows. That's just how my sneaky way of saving money. So, Steve, I'm curious, what are some of your favorite money-saving tips or recommendations that can apply to anybody?
You know, that's a great savings tip, Danielle.
I'm changing it the second I get in my car.
My favorite money-saving tip is, one, always reward yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And in rewarding yourself, learn how to always put a few dollars aside. And those few dollars can go over your visor, as you just said, or in the blue piggy bank, or in the water jar, but somewhere always put a few dollars aside to save for that rainy day. Because believe me, that rainy day will come.
Oh, yes.
One other money saving tip that I passed on to my girls is that rainy day will come. Don't think that, oh, everything's hunky-dory now and I'm not going to have money to rely on. But your car's going to break down. You're going to run out of gas. So you're going to need to have healthy savings habits to carry you over those difficult times.
Yes, the actually titled, here I go giving a lot of information to you guys. I am allowed to like name my account and with my bank and my savings account. I have my regular savings and I have the save for another day kind of thing. And I have the worst luck with cars. And so I have learned I need to save money in case my car breaks down, or I just need to save money to work on my car. And while, yes, it's always important to reward yourself, I always reward my car because I wouldn't be making this money if I didn't have my car to get me to my job. So I reward myself and my car. So that's definitely a great money saving tip. Please always reward yourself. I remember one time, I've been saving money forever and ever and ever. I was like, you know, I've been working really hard. I've been saving this money. I bought myself a TV, and it was nice. And then I didn't spend money at all for a long time because it was kind of random to just go buy a TV. But it's one of those things, you know, remember to reward yourself. I really like that. Reward yourself, but also save money for another day. So thank you for that. That's really exciting. So those are some great money-saving tips, and if anybody, if you want to share some money-saving tips with us, I'll be sure to mention it on our next show. You can always at me at Twitter, at @radio_Danielle. So we're moving a little way back from money, and, well, we're still talking about money, but we're going to go back to talking about taxes, making this show a full circle. During the break, well, I wouldn't say a break, before the show, we were talking about different myths or misconceptions when it comes to filing taxes. And we definitely should have mentioned this at the beginning, but I get excited talking about money and it just slips my brain. So, Steve, do you mind just kind of, what is it called? Bashing the rumors or busting the myths, myth busters? Is that what it's called?
Well, I think it's myth busters.
There
is
it
a
is.
Good topic. And they're just a couple of myths that I think are extremely important to put emphasis on at this time.
Mm-hmm.
A common mistake is that people think that they're not responsible for their tax return, the mistakes that are made on their tax return.
Uh-huh.
And this is not true. Regardless of who prepares your return, you are responsible for that return. Because once you sign the return, you're signing it saying that everything in it is true and correct to the best of your knowledge, mm-hmm. and that you are responsible for it. So that's why it's important that before you sign it, you're absolutely clear and have a complete understanding of everything that's included on your 1040, pages 1 and 2. The other myth is you cannot claim your pet as a dependent.
Oh, good to know.
Now, I know that sounds strange, but not only can't you claim your pet, but you cannot claim dependents that are not yours.
Right.
You cannot claim dependents that you have not provided over 50% of the cost of taking care of your home and taking care of them. That is also a myth. So those are probably the two largest myths within tax prep season.
So what is, we talked about the beginning of the show, but some of the, for some of our listeners who may just be turning in, when is the magic number, the deadline when you need to have all of this done?
The magic number this year is Tuesday, April the 17th, 2018, by midnight.
What happens if people don't make that deadline?
If they don't make that, they're going to be charged a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Hand up, I just went blank. They will be charged a penalty, but I went. If they don't owe, they still can file.
Mm-hmm. And then RealSense offers tax prep after the deadline.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to talk about that real quick? RealSense offering
yes.
tax prep
yes.
after the deadline?
Yes.
So if they miss the deadline, they may owe a penalty and everything, and they'll be charged a penalty. But how does RealSense come in? Do you guys still offer free tax prep even after the deadline? Because I'm sure it doesn't just cut off. People can still file.
Correct. They have up until October the 15th to file, but RealSense continues to assist taxpayers in preparing their tax returns through October the 30th,
Through appointment only. And like we said earlier, you guys, you can make those appointments online.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I will tell you the website again, in case you forget it, www.unitedway.org/RealSense/, and then everything's pretty much up there. So you can see services we offer, pre-tax filing, financial education workshops, financial counseling, and coaching. So you just click on that free tax filing. It'll take you there. It's loading for me right now. Make an appointment online. File your taxes online. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Correct. And Danielle, we also have started a new service today. individuals can go online to our Appointments Plus and schedule their own appointments, as well as calling 211 or right. going through the website.
I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to come in and talk with me about this. I'm sure all this information is valuable, whether it's time for taxes or not. These money-saving tips, remember, always, you know, reward yourself, but save some for a rainy day, because unfortunately, you never know when something will come up. So, Steve, thank you. I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
No problem, Steve. Now I want to shift gears a little and bring in Joe Cryer in from Cryer Wealth Management. Thanks for coming in today, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Danielle.
No problem. So first things first, can you tell me and our audience what you do and what made you get into this business?
Yeah, I manage money for families and small businesses, help them achieve whatever goals they may have with that money, whether it's generating income, accumulating wealth, saving on taxes, passing money to heirs, that kind of thing. And I got into the business. I've been passionate about the markets since, gosh, day one. My father was a fur trapper in northern Michigan, and we used to go to the fur auctions, and that's the first time I was exposed to negotiated markets, and it kind of carried through from there. Had my first stock was bought with money from selling hot dogs at the Gator Bowl and back in 1975, actually. And it's kind of grown ever since. Got a degree in finance and economics, and the rest is history.
Oh, there you go. You say economics. I took AP Micro in high school. Was not a fan at all. I had many times where my professor would write, please see me on my test. And I was like, nope, never doing this. So I'm glad that I have you in here to talk with me, because I know zero. So here we go. But before we go ahead and get started, if anybody wants to learn more about you and your company, where can they go?
They can go to CryerWealthManagement.com. Of course, give us a call at 904-296-8138. Or 800-624-2376.
All right. So let's talk about budgets real quick. What is your definition of a budget?
It's a good question. You know, a lot of people hate that word, but a budget is, in the words of Jack Sparrow, more like guidelines than hard rules for most people. You know, we need to have parameters. If we don't, then the credit companies will put parameters on us. And if we don't have a budget, we're going to spend too much and end up owing money, and it's a downward spiral when we're spending money paying things like interest on credit card loans and so forth. So budget can be a monthly guideline, or if you're more detailed than that, it can break it down to food, housing, gasoline, get as detailed as you want. And there's a lot of useful tools out there to help people put budgets together these days.
Got it. How important would you say it is to have a budget? Is it just for some people, or should everybody kind of be thinking about having a budget?
You know, it's one of those things that a lot of people do talk about and think about, but not so many people do it. Just like goal setting, as an example, people who set goals tend to achieve more in their lifetimes. Well, people who actually have budgets and check in on them on a regular basis tend to have more money in the end. So from that perspective, it's vitally important.
All right. I know graduating from high school 6 years ago, I knew the value of a dollar because I worked a lot throughout my teen years. How important is it to have a sense of how to manage money as a graduating senior from high school?
It's pretty important. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard of the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Actually, I read it twice in economics in high school and again in college.
It's excellent from the perspective of saying, hey, you don't have to graduate from high school with a pre-degree in economics, but you should have some habits that have to do with understanding budgets, as we just spoke of, and you know, the long-term value of setting money aside on a regular basis. And if it's more of a mindset thing early on, then knowing you're going to have, you know, a bunch of money to invest right out of high school, you just have to have that right mindset.
Okay. What advice would you give to college students about budgeting, whether they are graduating or still getting through? Because I, for one, can say student loans are no joke at all.
Yeah, for sure. you know, trying to manage that debt and perhaps have a plan for paying it back. You know, student debt is a huge problem in this country. You know, it's in the trillions of dollars that's not being paid back right now, and we're not sure how it's going to happen. But, you know, beyond that, college students are bombarded with offers for credit cards and things like that, most of which are a pretty good mistake. I had lunch the other day with a medical student from Florida, and I asked her, actually my wife asked her, how many business courses have you had? And she said, not one. And to us, we don't care what degree it is, there should be some level of personal finance or some level of economics, whether you like it or not, in there to just get your mind wrapped around that, because you can be a great doctor and retire broke. I've seen it plenty of times.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I was a communications major and a theater minor. I didn't take a single business class because I took AP Micro, and luckily I passed the AP test. But looking back, I kind of wish I took more business classes just to kind of wrap my mind around it. You would obviously say that's important.
Yeah, and I mean, universities need to kind of approach the subject from the perspective of, hey, we're going to help these kids navigate through life. You know, microeconomics is something that'll blow your mind if you're not, you know, big on calculus and things.
Right,
and
yes,
it's actually pretty useless compared to personal finance, maybe something that's along the lines of home ec in high school, but takes it a step further for today's environment.
All right. When you're talking about home ec, I didn't have that at my high school. I'm pretty sure we did. I just didn't take it. But I took a student work program, and I learned how to budget through there. We would try to see if we had a car, we bought a car, how would we do our loans and all that stuff. And it didn't really matter to me because my car was already paid for. It was given to me by my parents. And even though I worked, I knew the value of a dollar, but I didn't know how important the value of a dollar would mean to me. So I'm definitely with you on that, saying,
sure,
take those classes and try to learn about it. Because trying to learn it now, it's rough.
Sure. And from a parenting perspective, it's important to send your kids off to school with some basic knowledge there. You know, in our case, we wanted to make sure they were going to get good grades to start with. But after a couple of semesters, we pretty much knew what the cost was going to be. So we set up bank accounts and we said, all right, we're going to put chunks in two or three times a year and you pay for everything. If you can come in under budget, guess what? You get to keep it. And my kids found a way to get used books a lot cheaper and to start finding avenues to cut their expenses down. And they both graduated with a pretty good handle on how to handle their finances.
Oh, wow. Look at the time. It sure does fly when you're having fun. So thank you, Joe, for taking the time to chat with me about this. I know our time was cut short, but if you're really interested in hearing from Joe, I'm working to get his full interview podcasted. And once we get all of that worked out, I'll be sure to let you know. But of course, major shout out to you. Thank you for listening. Once again, this is Jack's Journal, and I'm Danielle Lee. We'll talk again, same time, next week, and have a great day.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.